did. There's really one talent involved, really.
Yeah. All right, Kevin, let's start up.
Char YP. That was a good one.
Char YP, I like that.
Char MP.
Char MP. Char YP. Okay, so we've been discussing the idea of the tzivui and ratzon habalagareish. It's very clear in the Mekoros that a get has to be initiated and commenced and driven by the husband's desire to get divorced. Did everybody get a chance to prepare the Mekoros in Eben Ezer Siman Kuf Kaf and Siman Kuf Kaf Aleph that just reinforced that major theme? I also gave you a lot of the Gemaras. Most of the Gemaras are just getting at this idea. A lot of the Gemaras on starting from Samech Hema base through roughly the middle of Misha Achazo, the end of the sixth parak and beginning of the seventh parak. Did everybody get a chance to skim those Gemaras? Yeah. I'd recommend over the break that you should just cover Bikias from Samech Hema base to the end of the Masechta. You'll get a good sense of the Tzivei Balagarish discussion. Some of the Get Yashan Lani Mal Pundiki discussion, and some of the discussion of Lashon HaGet that we're going to get to soon after. Okay, so quick review. So we saw the Rambam Gershon Aleph Aleph says, how do we know that you need the Dasa Balagaris, Charlie? Yosef? How do we know that you need the Dasa Balagaris?
From the Pasuk.
From the Pasuk. Very good. That's one of the 10 elements of Gerushin that the Rambam enumerates. We have the Gemara in Gittin, Ayin Aleph, Amid Aleph, the Mishnah there. What does the Mishnah say? Let's get a volunteer to read it. Eitan, you want to read the Mishnah, Ayin Aleph? What's the issue here in this Mishnah, 9 Aleph? Correct. The husband has to be the one to give the order to the sofer and the eidim. But if we turn to the Baal and say, Nichtov get li'ishticha, and he says, sure, go ahead, that's no good. Because you need a direct order from the husband to go ahead and do it. Okay? Everybody clear on that? Okay. You see this again in the Mishnah on Samech Vav Amid Aleph. Misha Haya Mushlach Lebor. Eitan. So what's going on there? Someone is in a bor.
Whoever hits my voice, they're about to get from my wife, and they write it.
They should write it and they should give it. But there you have a Tzivei Habaal, right? You have a Tzivei Habaal saying, please write a get for my wife. Look at the Gemara, the Mishnah and Gittin, Samech Vav Amid Aleph. What do we have there? Amr L'Shnayim, Tnu Get L'Ishti. O L'Shlosha, Kisu Get U'Tnu L'Ishti, Arei L'Yichtu V'Yitnu. What's the debate in this Mishnah? Rabbi Yossi versus Rabbi Chanina. Do you prepare that Mishnah, Eitan?
Oh, no.
No? Akiva, did you prepare the Mishnah?
Yeah, I don't remember it much.
What good was it to prepare it then?
Yeah, unfortunate. I can read it.
Read it.
Okay.
Yeah, Mishnah is here, right? These are like Mishnah is. Go ahead. I'm a Mishnah.
I'm Mishnah.
So there you have a tzivui from the husband, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's controversial in the Mishnah? What is controversial? Amar L'Shlosha.
He says it's three people to write it and give it, just the two people to give it.
What's the issue in the Amar L'Shlosha? Tnu get li'ishti, go on, hare. That's our mayor's view. And we have a report from Rabbi Chanina, Ish Ono. What does that mean based on Surin? Well, he reported it from jail. Who was in jail that he's reporting it from? Anybody know? Rabbi Akiva was in jail. And he had this thing. Hey, Rabbi Akiva told me this in jail. And he reported it to the other Tanayim.
They were in jail together?
Hmm?
They I thought it was Rabbi Akiva in jail, or they were both in jail?
I think Rabbi Akiva was in jail.
This was like the Ben Johnson story, like that. Was it during that period where he was in jail?
Rabbi Akiva was in jail.
Being like when he was transporting like the diamonds, and then like got pushed down, the emperor like put him in jail for a bit, and then he like took the stone, the arrow, whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
Nope. No, I do know what you're talking about. I don't know if it's the same jail. But hey, how many times did Rabbi Akiva in jail?
Man, I don't know if I'm asking.
Right, I think Rabbi Akiva was in jail once, no?
Well, he was probably also in jail right before he got killed. Is that different from this?
I don't know. Go ahead, Akiva.
Okay.
It's asking because it's your namesake. So what's the Kabbalah that Rabbi Hanina has from Rabbi Akiva?
That he's only supposed to make a wish to use him on every year for them.
What's the Kiddush?
That he made these three people to the base, and then he says write and give it, and then that base can act as if he's divorced.
No. What's the Kiddush of what that Bezin could do here that's disputed by Rabbi Yossi? Right now, what does Rabbi Yossi dispute? Zeb, do you know? Benji, do you know?
That, like, the Shaliach can't appoint another Shaliach.
So flesh that out for us.
Meaning that the Tzibor HaBaal is to a specific person.
Great. The Tzibor HaBaal is to the Bezdin here. Can that Bezdin go ahead and empower somebody else to write the get? That's the controversy in the Mishnah. See that?
But didn't he find the Bezdin to them to write it?
Well, he's saying Makubalani Baomru Lishlosha Tnuget Lishi Sheyomru Lachirim Biyichtivu, that they now could tell somebody else to write it, and that's kosher, even though you don't have a direct chain of communication from the husband. So, but Rabbi Yossi disputes this. Rabbi Yossi says Numinu Lishliach. We respond to the Shliach of Chanina Yishono and tell him that he's wrong. Af Anu Mikubalam. I have a separate Misora. Shafil Amu Bezna Gadol Shibushalayim Tnuget Lishi. Even if he went to the Bezna Gadol Shalayim and said, write a get for my wife. The Bezin itself would have to write the get. They can't delegate it to another party. And that's how we paskin. See this in the Shulchan Aruch. Not only is it the case that you need the Baal's Ratzon and his Das, and that you need him to command the get to be written, the Sofer has to be directly commanded and appointed by the Baal. You can't have an interruption in the chain of communication. Everybody see that? So it's really immediate. Akedekach, the Halachas Makbid on the Tzibor HaBaal. Okay, let's skim the Shulchan Aruch, just codifying these dinim. We saw Simon Kuf Chaf in our last year. Haget, Tzarech Sheikh Devenu Abalo Shlucho. Does that sound familiar? The husband has to be the one to write the get. And not only that, the get has to be owned by who? The Baal. The Baal has to have ownership over the get. And there's a minhag that even the Kleak Siva are given over to the husband before the get is written. Very interesting. Dion about who pays the sofer. It's not our concern right now. Mikra Din, who's supposed to pay the sofer? The husband. But there's a takana that the wife pays, because otherwise the husband will schlep it out, right? We don't know, he's not going to want to pay. So Chazal just assigned it to the wife so that she could be responsible to get it done in a timely manner. Yeah.
That's not the
Moshe?
Yeah. But if the husband wants to swear about the guy, that's not going to be the thing that he schleps out. I mean, you know, just like.
Correct. Just another thing that he could. Yeah, but there are many other things along the way. As you can see, you need his das, you need his tziboy. And something we're going to see in the middle of shir today is the power of the husband to mevatel the get is very strong, right? So you can see it's the halacha seems very insistent that it has to come from the husband. Simin kuf kaf sif dalid. What do we have here, Moshe? You want to read this for us? Lo yich
tevenu. Yeah. So lo yich tevenu atzoker v'lo yichatnu bovna edim ashiyur lehem abal l'chnov l'chnov. They
shouldn't
do it with this command.
Good. Now, and you can see here in the next highlighted line, yeah, so whenever a get is, the first thing that happens when a get is done, practically, the husband shows up in the room, he turns to the Edom and he's sober, and he says to the Edom and the sofer, I want you to write a get to divorce my wife, where I appoint you as my shliach, my agent, to write a get and sign it for my wife. Okay. And again, so the Shulchan Aruch is very clear, like the second day in the It's like the second day in the Mishnah of Yossi. Yichtevu ehim ba'atman v'lo yomer la'achirim lichtev la'achdam. Everybody see that? Is that clear? Like Rabbi Yossi against that Mesora from Rabbi Chanina. Okay. Sif Hey, go on, Moshe. What do we have in the Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah, okay. So if you look at the Xaviyadu was sober, you get to go to Adam Shihadu. Well, you have to move, Ashi Yashmiu Mikhe. Benjamin Peacock, Benjamin Spachik, Benjamin
So what's that halacha?
It needs to be oral.
Yeah, even if he just wrote it down, there's a presumption against that halacha. It has to be a direct sivui that he explicates. So, or Aris has like some stories about like a husband had laryngitis, and it was a whole diena. You couldn't say write a get for my wife. So the bezin's like, yeah, we're gonna be machmir, and we're not gonna write the get. So come back in a week. And then the way he tells the story is like, and they made amends and they got back together and they had like another 50 years of like a healthy marriage. The story sounds too good to be true, but it's just a story. Yeah. But for our purposes, what's important here is the insistence on Yishmu Mipiv. And you can see he says Yishmach Shirim B'misha Nishtatik, but you can see the first day in the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that even a written approval is not sufficient. Okay. That's Simin Kuf Chav. Now, you have a related din that you get from the beginning of Misha Achso Kordiakos or Kordikos, depending on your tradition of how to, people get very excited about how to pronounce the parak. What's the din that we get in the beginning of this parak, Misha Achso? Not just that you need a Tzivui Habal. But you need that the Tzivui Habal reflects his sound judgment. That it's not just they have a verbal communication, but that he stands behind it. So what's Mishachsuk Perdaikos? The Amar Kistvu get l'ishti lo amar klum. So Mishachsuk Perdaikos, the important point here is that he's not of sound judgment. He's confused, he's possessed, his judgment is clouded. So if he gives instructions to divorce his wife under those conditions, that's not considered proper authorization.
How do you prove that?
Well,
how do you prove that?
I guess you would have a mental competency test.
The
Gemara does say you do all these tests to see, you question him and he has to nod his head three times, get the answer right. If he gets it wrong. So similar principles to see whether somebody is of sound judgment. Okay. Nishtatek. The Mishnah also has extensive discussion. If the husband can't communicate, what counts as a proper authorization if he's mute? So what do we have here? Amr lo, Moshe. Nichto get le ish. Okay, so you got to make sure that he has he's actually communicating with you his genuine intention. Simen Kuf Chav Aleph paskins these dinim, meaning beyond the fact that you need his tzibur, you have to make sure that his tzibur reflects his sound das. Daniel, did you prepare Kuf Chav Aleph?
I'm going to do it now.
What?
No.
So no, you didn't prepare Kuf Chav Aleph. Anybody prepare Kuf Chav Aleph? Ezra?
Yeah. Clara Shev, Data Bishara Shev,
everyone. Shemitzvah Lichduvo. Shemitzvah Lichosvo.
Yes, he has to be a sound mind when he commands people to write. If he got the Maksu Rakh Rabashashim Sabe, if the bow, ankle sino so if you take a sheet, yeah.
Right. So if we know that Afsa Ruach Ra, he was possessed by a state of insanity, whatever it was, he was taking medicine that made him confused, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then a tziboy under those conditions don't matter. Doesn't matter. It's not a good tzivui. All right. If you're drunk, same if you're drunk, you're intoxicated. If you reach the stage of shechrus shalot, what's the stage of shechrus shalot?
Yeah.
You don't know what the stage of shalot. What do you think it is?
I'm saying like, what's practice?
What do you think it is?
Drunk enough.
We're still in. Well, we're still in safer gracious, right? So you don't have to reach too far back in your memory.
No, I know what
the case is. Lo yada right? He didn't even realize. Right. I mean, he was totally unaware of what was going on. Right? That's the standard shifur shalot. Totally unaware. Okay. Does that sound familiar? Or?
Are you asking a personal question?
I'm definitely asking a question. Whether it's personal or not, I guess that's how you take it. Okay, you should look back at those psukim then. Yeah.
That's Lashon Hara, thank you.
Lashon Hara, it's true.
You all became and it was Lashon Hara suddenly? What's that? Yeah. Okay, go on. Ezra, base.
Bari, Bishem, Bishash, Siva,
Okay, so this is a further point that even though he was healthy and of sound judgment when he made the authorization to write the get, if he loses his das before the get is written, what's the halacha?
Ain
kos v'noso.
Well, I still say.
Right, and if they did give the get, it depends how unhealthy he is. So depending on whether or not there's medicine that could just get him out of the stage, that's going to determine whether the get is batel legamri or whether it's just a get pasul. So you can see that in addition to requiring his authorization, in addition to requiring that the authorization be of sound judgment, the husband has to be of sound judgment throughout the entire process. That's what you get in Simen Kufcha Sif Beis. Okay, so he has to be on board Mitchil V'Yadzov. Okay, and then in Shulchan Aruch, you just get a lot of dinim about how do you know if someone's of sound judgment, Shchiv Meira, someone's on their deathbed. It's hard to know if they're shuffly at those moments. So there's a lot of dinim associated with discerning. To discern a person's mental state at the moment.
Can I just follow up on that?
Absolutely.
For the Gemara we quoted before, where it says that if someone's in a pit and then just calls out to the one who works like that, we would accept that. Does the Gemara clarify that you have to prove? Because it seemed like you could just shout out, I want to work my life, and then we would get moving into the middle. Like, they're not proving that he's a sound mind.
I think if he had reason to believe he wasn't of sound mind, then that wouldn't be a good guess. But if you, the chazaka be, if someone talks to you and says, writing up from life, then you assume they're healthy. That's just the presumption.
You don't, okay.
Stomp person screaming out of a pit is healthy.
That was confusing.
Right.
Like, my assumption would be there's something wrong.
Yeah, I'm sure if he sounded. Well?
The whole point is that he's about to die and he didn't say anything to me. So like,
yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. That's sakana, not that he's about to die, but he's in danger. Not that he's mentally. Not that he's deteriorating physically or mentally.
No, like he's about to die in the same sense that somebody
would say. Sakana, we'll talk about that. Yeah. Okay. So far, this is all about authorization of the sofer and the writing of the get. There's an interesting distinction you get in the Gemara itself and in the Shulchan Aruch. You can see this is him in Kuf Mem Aleph. Kuf Mem Aleph is what? Dinim of? Why is Simon? So the first, we just look at Simen Kuf Chaf and Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph. Simen Kuf Mema. You know, generally the Shulchan Aruch is organized by, we already mentioned this in Hilchos Gittin, compare the Rambam structuring of Hilchos Gerushin with Shulchan Aruch's Hilchos Gittin. Shulchan Aruch is organized chronologically, just like Aruch Chaim, right? Hilchos Hashkamos Adam Boker versus the Rambam's like Yedias Hashem. The Rambam's organized. Well, so in Gittin, the Rambam organized, here are the 10 most important things about a get. Here's what a get requires to be, what a get requires to be kosher. That's the Rambam opens. And the Shulchan Aruch opens with clauses that would lead to divorce. Like the things that first begin to chip away at the relationship. Well,
what's behind that?
That's Kuf Yud Tes. Then Kuf Chaf is, now that you decide to get divorced, how do you initiate the process? Oh, so you need to see what you have Baal Sofer.
Is there anything deeper behind my why?
It's not like Shulchan
Aruch. Oh, yeah, Shulchan Aruch is a guide to life. Shulchan Aruch is supposed to be. It's about what, it's like how life unfolds. So it's just telling you this is the. Well, that's, I mean, that's where it's not, as opposed to saying, like, here are the rudiments of divorce. Right. So Kuf Mem Aleph, you could just think about the chronology. Kuf Mem Aleph is about what? So you get Kuf Chav. Kuf Chav Aleph is all about the husband's authorization. And then Kuf Chav Beis, you get, you guys haven't flipped through Ebenezer?
No.
No? Didn't interest anybody that has Shvanar organized that was given? No? So the next simanim are about the content of a get, what's the substance, what does the get have to say, blah, 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 the signing of the edim. And then the kuf mems, you get nesinas a get, the rules of giving a get, which includes the koshlichos, sending a get to the wife, which is like a later stage. Keep us unreasonable? Yeah. So what do we get in the beginning of kuf mem aleph? Sorry, kuf mem aleph tesvav. The Shulchan Aruch begins to pasken a lot of the dinim that are actually separate in the Gemara about not only do giving that the husband has to be of sound das throughout the entire process. Okay. So let's kuf mem aleph sif tes vav. Who prepared sif tes vav? Tanya, better hand?
I can read his hand, but my computer is bad at that, so I think I'll do that. Dal shasa shaviach v'holcha tzarech shamar tenget v'yichli in shiomar v'sofer v'edim v'yichli 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 v'yichli
Yeah, so three possibilities here. The husband should either would have to
give this get to my wife, or he'd have to tell them to do it.
And exactly. So he would, so separate from commanding the sofer, he would turn to a shliach and say, "Tain getzel lishti," or
he says sofer and the aiden to do it, and then ta. You
co-save
it and then
chismel
it and give it.
Exactly. Or you give him and the sofer and authorize them. You should write it and give it. So there's an authorization to them not only to write the get, but to give the get.
Or to use it for
divorce. Good. You could use one generic formulation saying, hey, I want you to divorce my wife. And if you use that very general language, that includes the whole process. Ksiva, chasima, and nesina. Okay.
In some of these, the cases where the husband's asking other people or commanding other people to divorce his wife for him, they seem to be kind of last minute, like you're stuck in a pig, you're going to Medina Sayyah. Are you still medactic in the Lashon of the Ba'al? Like when he's like on a boat traveling away and he shouts back, divorce my wife for me.
So we'll see the chiddush of those dinim, like the guy who's on his roof and then, yeah. So the chiddush of those dinim is that there are some cases where we could extract a command of Nesina, even though he didn't explicate it.
So the point is...
That's the chiddush. Who is mentioned? Josh, you're mentioning that.
Yeah.
Right, so cases of sakana, where the husband's in a rush, there we'll assume that he just didn't get the chance to finish the tzivoy of Nesina. So but we could read it into his das legarsha. That's why you have those special cases. Okay. Yeah. So you can see, for example, in the next sif tazayin, homer kisvu get liishti, harei lo kosten v'nosan labal v'yado, v'ein nosan liishto ad shiomer lehen litein la, v'ein nosnu la eno get, b'amad ramur v'birya, aval v'mesukan, or hayotze v'kolar, in those cases will allow them to give the get, even though the tziboy was just for kisvu get liishti. Everybody understand that? Everybody get those cases from the Mishnayos? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Now you get it. That's what's going on in all those Mishnayos. Like Rishona, we'll look at the Mishnayos in a second. Okay. Same for the Misha Hayim Mushlach Labor. Look at Sif Yud Tes. Just read that for us, Hani. V'chein Misha Hayim Mushlach Labor.
V'chein Misha Hayim Mushlach Labor. V'amar kol ha-shina kali yichtov get v'ish ki yuferi shishnav shim yishtov shim yiro shim yira har hilu yichtov yichtov yila.
Yeah, so it's like a shasta sakana, and that's why you could extract the tziboy litain, even though the husband didn't explicitly say that. Yeah. So yeah, hold on. That's part of the gzira, the shasta sakana, you could be a little more liberal. That's fine, stop here. If you look at the bottom of page 4, you have the Mishnah in Gittin Samachem and Beis. Same idea. Omer kisvu ged utnu leishti, Yeshua kisvu geres utnu la reilu yichtu v'yitznu. the husband, if he gives the tziboy litain, then you could give. Otherwise, you don't have authorization to give the get. Okay? Same for the next Mishnah, Samachay, Barishona Yomrim. Is that going to be that for us? Barishona Yomrim? So even though you only have a tziboy for kisvu, you could also be no same. And then Chazal extended it further. Chazal Omar. B'shayara, someone who's traveling in a dangerous journey. Shizuri Omar. Anybody who's in Sakana, whenever there's Sakana cases, you can extract Nesina from the Tziboy was over. Okay. Mishnah, the next Mishnah also gives us insight into that. That's Habari Shamar Kisvu Get Lishti.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Habari Shamar Kisvu Get Lishti. So he's in a fit, or he's healthy. Or,
yeah, a healthy person.
Okay. So yeah, I'm going to give him a wife. Rest of the stuff, he won't.
And you have no authorization to give it because how do you know that he wants a divorce? Or you just know that he wants a get dangling, you know, to hold on to mess with her, but you don't know that he has Das Lagarsha. So you have no authorization to give it. Maisa Bariafad. Yeah. So the guy got, he says, writing up for my wife, he goes up onto his roof and he falls off the balcony. So Ashbag says, so did he commit suicide or was he killed by the wind? If he was killed by the wind, then we have no reason to assume that he had Das Lagarish. But if he committed suicide, then we could read in that he had Das Lagarish. Of course, this only works if the get was already given. Because once he's dead, you can't divorce.
Why would it make sense for him to get fired?
Shasta Sakana. Oh, so she wouldn't be Zakuk Yava, maybe? You have cases of get Me'ava sometimes. What?
It seems like the halacha, just on that point, it seems like the halacha is making it easier for them to get divorced. It's like, is this like loophole of like not having to do like yibum and stuff like that? Is that something that halacha is okay with?
Maybe, definitely. We actually saw that in the Berhetev and Kufyid S, I believe, right? Like that get me'aba discussion. But I think the idea here is that if it's b'shas sakana, then we'll read in das litain or Nesinas I get into the bridge tziboy leidem lechtov leidem lachtem and silver lechtov. That's the consistent theme in all those mishnayos. I should say, you know, there's a very involved debate in the poskim in Shulchan Aruch. Let's see. If you want to get into the details, there's a major debate. The Rambam quotes some of it here in Perek Beis of Hilchos Geirushin. In Perek Beis, you get a whole overview of this Das Abba Lagarish, Tziboy Labaret, Lagarish. Look, for example, let's see. Here. Lachates. How do you want to read Lachates for us? It's highlighted in the Rambam. Is the computer still going strong?
Computer, yes, 6%.
Like an Ace Hanukkah.
What? Omer. Amar Laham Haval, Kisvi Bechismi, Vitzmi Leshaliach, Vaholi Hla, Kisvi Bechismi, Vinasni Leshaliach, Menimza Hagat Bata O Paso, Inkosmin Akar, Achi Nuviku Baba.
So, what does that mean?
That means if he gave all the Tzivim to do it, and the Shvichim were all doing their part, and they found that they got was Paso, they need to go back and get the Tzivim of the Baba second.
Exactly. So, what does that mean? You have an authorization from the husband to write, sign, and give a get. What's that?
Okay.
What is that? Okay. Wow.
It's the original Stevie Wonder.
That was right. Could add a few more points to that work. So it turns out that the get was puzzle. Correct? So the din is you can't just rewrite the get because the husband didn't authorize a second ksiva, he only authorized the first one. So In kusvin acher achim lichu bebal. Okay. Shari lo also some shuchim the gerushim. Vishem lo rasa ela sheyichdu v'yitnu l'shliach bebal. Lo yishar lehem bo ma'isa acher v'ri kasu benasnu. L'tikach lo yichdu acher. In Shulchan Aruch, you get this becomes a major problem because you have a husband giving a tzivoy to the Edom and the Sofer. Oftentimes, it takes the Sofer like several times to write the kasher get. Like the Sofer often will make a mistake. No. What?
The knots.
What's that?
The knots.
Knots?
Like the
Kushan. Yeah.
So it takes a while to write a get.
Yeah, but even for a get pasha, even a straightforward get, there's all sorts of things that go wrong. So there are two. Either you have to get a new command from the tzivoy abal, a new tzivoy abal. So that happens sometimes. Or you could pack it into the original tzivoy that Shulchan Aruch talks about, where you could say, I authorize you to write gittin, even 100 gittin, until you get a kosher one to my wife. Everybody see that? Mm-hmm. But you see from this din, it gets more fine-grained in the Shulchan Aruch, that the tzivoy abal can't be generic. It has to be for each get. Or that's the authorization for each get. It's a chiddush. Okay. Okay, great. Let's see if we can find. Anybody know that is in the Shulchan Aruch? Let's see. Or was Kuf Chaf or Kuf Chaf Aleph? Let me see.
Would it be in Kuf Mem?
I thought it would be in Kuf Chaf. You know what? Romy, do you know offhand?
No. We're going to be in Kuf Mem, Aleph, because it's in the Dinam.
Is it there?
Okay.
Yeah. Is Kuf Mem Aleph. All right, we'll find it. You have it in the wrong. When you get to Shulchan Aruch, though, the Shulchan Aruch flushes it out further. I thought I'd put it here on the Makoro sheet. Unless it got bumped to later somehow. All right, well, remind me to add that to the Makoro sheet. Okay. Any questions on the tzivoy abal component? No? Josh, that question?
More general, how do we formulate yesterday, like, the importance of, like, we're seeing from this, the importance of Das and Baal? Like, more broadly, how do we formulate that? Like, that's just, like, what Gershon is at the end of the day. The fact that the Baal chooses to dissolve the marriage, like, that's what Gershon is. So, for the Das and the Baal is going to be important.
That's yeah. What do you guys make of Josh's question? You're asking a very philosophical question.
Yeah, it's fundamental to the figure. Why are all these demons here?
Yeah.
What's the question?
Why is it?
He's just saying what gives. Why is Das and Baal so central, right? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
So Josh is saying it seems like the answer is that it's just constitutive of Gershon that it is the husband initiating dissolution of the marriage, just like Isha Niknes. So the what?
It's not an answer though.
It's descriptive. Right?
Yeah.
And even after Chayim Debrin Gershon, it just means you need the wife's consent. But it, by definition, there seems to be something that it's, you know, Maisa Shilua, whatever, the husband sending her away. It's funny because the language in Kedushin is Kones Atzma, Beget of Misa Saval.
But they've already explained why.
What?
They've already explained that's only because of the what's it called? Because it doesn't fit with the case of where the husband died.
Mrs. Abel.
Yeah.
Right.
Meaning, but ideally, would have formulated it. You might have even said it shouldn't set it
up. Yeah. So you're saying that that's what it is. It's the Shilcha Mibeso. That's what it is. Husband's house, he sends her out. That's the. You could. I mean, I. There seems to be. The Das Habal Agarish looms very large over the halachic discussion, as you can see from here. Now you could say, well, this is just to make sure there's no ambiguity. Like, you want the divorce to be very clear, so like we need epistemic knowledge that the husband is fully on board for this decision, and we don't want tepid gerushin, so it has to be clear cut Das Lagarish. So the only way we'll allow for the divorce to go forward if the husband is full throttle ahead. As opposed to, like, you know, you look at him and you're like, want to get divorced? And he's like, marriage is so terrible. You know, like, don't write again under those circumstances. So you could read a lot of this as like metaphysical, meaning this is the Torah's, this is the essence of divorce. This is how it works. It's shiluach mibeso. But I think you also might be able to read this as just, yeah, there has to be das legarish. That's an ingredient. And halacha doesn't want parid das. It has to be daitot slula brura. Josh?
Yeah, I was thinking, could you color that a little bit, maybe from our discussion about what you got, right? Should you show Ella, like that thing at the end? Like, maybe it's
clear cut das.
Yeah, but like maybe the idea is that a get on its own isn't enough to break the marriage. I mean, his das of getting divorced is part of the thing that's breaking up the relationship. Like, you need to break up the relationship. And the get is a component of that. But like we were talking about with Mo Garish and Ishto, like you also need something as part of the relationship itself that's going away. And him wanting to divorce her is part of that.
Yeah, it's like the Das Lagarish is the beginning of the...
Right, so giving a get...
It's the beginning of the end of the marriage.
Just giving a piece of paper without that, it's not...
Yeah, that's why it's constitutive. Okay. I guess what Josh is saying is that don't think of this as like a Maisa Shiluach per se versus this is the de facto dissolution of the union. Or that is Shiluach, maybe. Yeah, it's interesting. Romy, then Josh.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that like all of these things you were saying now does address why Das is relevant. But I don't think that's fit. It's not fit. I don't think you need to finish that. You need somebody to like be really committed. The question is why him.
Exclusively,
yeah.
Right. Michelle Chaim Beso.
Yeah, of course, you have to be, you know, a real decision. I don't think that.
It gets very interesting, but it gets right. It gets more interesting though in cases of Kfiya Lagarish, where it's like extracted
right.
Das Lagarish. Then you might have some more because you could say, do you really have Das? That's the Rambam in Second Parak. I could say, well, there it just sounds like, oh, it's a formality. He said Rotsani, so now we can go ahead and, as opposed to saying that there's genuine Das Lagarish. I mean, we'll have to, that, but that's why that sugya is an important piece of understanding this. Okay, Josh.
I disagree a little bit with Romy because I think like every case is, let's say in a Kenyan, you
also what kind of assistant to the shear assistant stands by quietly when Josh disagrees with the shear assistant?
No, assistant. Part of
the he didn't jump up. There are no knives that were drawn.
I also disagree with the shear assistant.
There's a putsch.
No, because like, you could say like there's
see, you recognize that you say it
enough. Das is relevant in a lot of things. Like it's not, you know, you could also ask the question, you know, like in Kinyonin there's also a factor of let's say das.
Doesn't have to be something unique.
But here there's like extra dinim that express that das is even more important. You could say it because of it. Like the ambiguity point, you could either say, oh, in general we don't want ambiguity, or you see specifically here, there's like potential implications.
Yeah, there's a ton on the line.
Yeah.
Right, it's a major decision, so it's got to be as overt, clear, unambiguous. Okay, the last piece that I want to discuss relating to the Ratzon HaBaal HaGaresh is the Kof Levatel. So you can see throughout the process that not only do you actively need his das, but the husband could withdraw his das at any moment. What I want to explore is what is the withdrawal of das accomplishing through bittul. So let's introduce the concept of bittul. Let's start with the beginning of Perek HaShaleach. I hope the Chaver appreciates how much ground in the Masech that we covered in the last two shiurim. And Mishachzo, beginning of...
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I think I can speak in behalf of the whole shiur.
That's great.
That's your job.
So, beginning of HaShaleach, what do we have here? Who prepared the Mishnah beginning of HaShaleach? So,
Josh.
Rafi, did you get to prepare the beginning of HaShaleach? No, I didn't get there. Ned, did you prepare the beginning of HaShaleach?
Yeah.
Is that a yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, please read it for us. Read the Mishnah. So what do we learn from this Mishnah?
So the Baal has the right to revoke the get after the accidentally.
Yeah, I'm gonna look get in the Chabad, I'll raise a batel. The husband can batel the gershin before it goes into effect. Whether he catches up with the shliach, whether he catches up with the wife. But we're told one exception.
The ones that did the termination once it reaches their hand.
So what do you make of that statement?
Once again,
is effective, then.
Then.
Point of no return.
Yeah.
Why? Point of no return. Well, the Romy is going to. This is why Romy is very excited.
Within our standard reading
I actually think it's really interesting that the language here is Imishiyaget the other Shivan Yachal Levatel. You might say Shivan Yachal Levatel, that's a category mistake. Like Levatel the get's already done its thing. What do you mean Levatel the get? Like maybe you can Levatel the get, but you're already divorced. Unless that's just what the Mishnah is trying to say. It's a strange formulation to say that through saying Shivan Yachal Levatel.
Why is it strange?
But they're already divorced. Who cares about the get? If I rib up a get after a gerushin, does that undo the gerushin? No, the get, they're already divorced. You don't need a get anymore.
Is that
what
I'm saying?
Well, I'm saying it's a weird formulation. What does that mean?
You're saying because if you're saying that it's
Yochel Levatlo, but they're already divorced.
It means this category no longer applies after the step. I think you're reading. I think it's just.
Say it again.
Wow.
Wait, what do you think? What do you think the Mishnah says, man?
Says stop in the beginning.
Play the record back.
Yeah.
So just translate those words. What does it mean?
He's no longer able to nullify the gap.
Why not?
Because
there is no more get or something.
No longer.
It's what?
No longer.
So I mean, like, it's hers.
You're saying, like, what's the obligator?
I'm saying, what's the significance of that? Once they're divorced.
Backseat.
But that's the point. No backseat on the gittersh and not on the get. That's the only point. Unless the mission is saying retroactively.
Until that point, you could be an obligator. And now the das is not, it's not subject to das. The point is,
I'm saying the right thing, you might have said the right thing to say here is you could still be vato the get, just you're already divorced.
How would you be vato the get?
Get shun sati lach vato. Because it's just that like you could rip it up.
Well, that's not probably moving. Not being vato the get now, I mean, you can't be.
What?
Well, that fail. Like, not vato the divorce, but it's just vato the get.
Yeah, well, they could use it a second time. If you hold like that reading of Beishamai of Lani Opundiki, Lotsuya Hamana Get Shani, they could use the get of the first time around.
No longer
here. Okay, fine. Well, you'll see why I think it's important. We'll come back to this. Okay, major problem. How are you about the get? So here you have a administrative issue. Ned?
We should I also be about that there with that though.
Why do you need a Bezdin? To move out to look at?
Getting official documentation, you know, make sure people aren't just throwing, no.
So it's just evidentiary.
Yeah.
Just so we can keep track of who's married, who's not married. Make right in if you're Mavat Lagat Bain it, Bain Khala Bain Atsmacha, would it be Bato?
According to an edge said no.
Okay, let's see. You could be mevatel shlo b'fnei and shlo b'fnei ashliach as long as you have a bezin witnessing the bittul. It's pointing out that the mission seems to presuppose you require a bezin to evidence the bittul. He's going to become the alzakein. What's the tikkun olam? Well,
surely you can't know that the baal is mevatel and then the woman will receive again from the shliach and she'll go marry other people and give them up there.
Right. One view in the Gemara is that she'll think that's mitchum takanas mamzerim. She'll think that she's divorced. She'll go and she'll marry somebody else. She didn't know the guy's mevatel. Then the kids from that second union will be mamzerim. There's also mishum takanas agunos that the Gemara has. What's the takanas agunos? You just want to make it harder for the husband to mevatel again. Everybody catch that in the Gemara? Or... What?
I didn't catch that in the Gemara.
Okay, we'll see that. You could see that somewhere along the Gimel Manala. Okay, just one comment in the Gemara here. Look at the highlighted phrase on Lamed Beis and Lamed Aleph. Ned, imishigia get liyada in yachal of atla pshita. The chiddush is even if the husband was like chasing after the shliach before the get got to her hand, it's still what? What's bad though?
If the husband, when it arrives, goes to
Ryan. Okay. Yeah. So, you know,
even if the
we knew beforehand
that he was trying to
give him the same like Lay Milson Lafred to be too late, but like Kamash Milan. Meaning, we won't say that, hey, we have reason to believe he was trying to move out to it earlier. So now retroactively, we move out to the get. We don't say that in this case. Okay. Good. Remy?
I just think maybe this is too much, too far of a connection, but I think this makes it very hard for Ben Lopendiki as speaking retrospectively about what the Baal was thinking.
Like that Rambam.
Yeah,
the Rambam case.
Well, one reason of that, yeah. Right.
Tonight, at least.
Yeah, right. Because if we're saying that we're not going to accept it when we have when we know that he said explicitly that he wanted to undo it, and therefore we should really think that he.
You know, the mother before him, then I think the part three, that an action of the. Well, you might say that an action of Yichud is much stronger. That's the whole point. Asi, Maisa, Vato, Maisa, as opposed to Dibor. That looms large in the discussion here, the distinction between if it's just his word or it's a real Maisa. I think your view should be that the Lani Opundiki Sugya is that a Maisa Yichud, Maisa Lani Opundiki is much stronger than anything you get in the beginning of Ashaleach.
Here.
That's the way to distinguish. What?
I don't think that, but yeah, I get why one might.
So it sounds like you're walking away from your position.
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Like, what? I don't resolve. What?
I don't even.
You're saying once it gets given, it's done.
And then you can't say Rashi is based on the das. My view is that not based on the das. My view is that
you're the ma'aseh bia.
Yeah.
Or ma'aseh yichud.
It's a vector.
Okay. So one second. Here's the key discussion. Yosef, did you get a chance to prepare this Gemara on base and base? Top of page 8. Chozer Magarish Bo. Chozer Magarish Bo. Are you there yet? Or
you did not, but I could agree with.
Yeah, take a stab at it. So what's the Gemara asking? If in a case where the husband is mevatel the get,
then you have to re-divorce her.
Could he use that get if he changes his mind?
So similar to get yarn.
Good. There's no yichud, but so he wrote a get. He said get shanasati lach batel, and now he reverses his reversal. He reverses his bittel. Can he use that same get to affect the gerushin? Okay.
Not on Amar, Chozer Magarish Bo. Yeah, you can. There's Amar and Chozer Magarish Bo.
2 days in the Amorayim, Rav Nachman of Shesh asked whether the same get could be used.
Yeah, but then Rav Nachman.
Amar Paschal like Rav Nachman, Chozer Magarish Bo.
And he was right. We really think that.
That's a Gemara in Kedushin. Hold off on that for a second. Damar Chozaris, Damar Hachiyash, Asim Dibur Dibur, Asi Dibur Vatil Dibur, Bahacha, read that last phrase. Gita Gufa. So what does that mean? Good. Like Mara says, in our case, the reason why Chozer Megarish Bo is because he's only Mevatel the Shlichos, not the actual get. Now, we have shown him here, what does the Gemara mean by this? Does the Gemara mean that given the language that the husband happened to have used in the case of the Gemara, Getchen Asati Lach Batelhu, that language is best interpreted as a Bittel Shlichos, not as a Bittel get? Or is the Gemara saying that there is no possibility of being Mevatel the actual get? Does that line mean that he wasn't mivata the actual get, or does it mean that he can't be mivata the actual get? It's ambiguous, the line of the Gemara, correct? So you have machlokas rishonim. So you could see the Rambam says, so skip to page 10. Parak Vavalach Kapala, Shleak Abiyat Shliach. Yosef, want to read it?
From the beginning?
Or? Yeah, from the beginning. Shleak Abiyat Shliach,
Uvatel Aget, hired the Chozer Megarish Bo, Kishirza. He's allowed to be Mavatel and then reuse it if you want to get the worst again. So, so the Rambam is saying that,
good. So the Rambam says that's going to make sense if you're dealing with a shliach. What if the husband's holding on to the get and says get zeb batel? So lefikach. Ah, but if the husband's holding on to it and says get zeb batel, what's the din? Yeah. Good. So the Rambam thinks that the Gemara is not saying that a get can't be destroyed. He's just saying that in the case of the Gemara, the language there implies that the das was mivatel shlichus, but in principle, it goes to mivatel again. The Ramban disagrees. So look here at the Ramban on page 9. He tells us a different gersa, so Rabbi Nachmanos gersa, by whether the Gemara said nihi debatle mitara shliach mitara get lo batle, or is it gita gufa mibatil? the Ramban's own view. Okay, is anybody prepare this Ramban?
Who likes the insurance?
Hmm?
Saying like I would hide, I don't think people got that credit.
Moving too fast?
No, we're moving. No, it's been I think maybe I've been a little confused because
confused now or just in Seder?
In Seder.
Why?
Just because like I didn't know exactly the pace we should be going.
Here.
Full throttle, always.
Yeah, see, I'm not always going full throttle.
Why?
Feels
great. We go full throttle when we're moving very slowly. Very slowly when we go full throttle.
Paradox. Okay, so the Ramban here says on Gittin Lam Beis and Beis, top of page 9, Lefikir Sasa Shabina Fanana Machma Shemar Refer Sharizek Hare Haget Atma Batel, Ola Achar Shech Zero Shech Yer Amar Yehege Harashu Batel. So he's saying, according to Bina Fanana, it sounds that you can be Mavatel to get, like the Rambam. Below Mistavrali, the Ramban doesn't like it. Why is the Ramban opposed to it? Anybody see this Ramban? He says, Mishum, Filagabe get, Gufe, Lo Shayech Bitul. How could he ever be Mavatel get itself? Shekivan Shenichta Venechtam Lishma, Al Korchach Kosher Hu Lizgarishpo. Once you have the ingredients of the get that are put into it, the get is always kosher. Lamaze Dome. Zev, tell us Lamaze Dome. Yeah, it's like a Sefer Torah that once the Sefer Torah is written in Lishma, the Sofer can't just say that I'm a Vatel. Once it has the ingredients, it's kosher. So you have major machlokas here between the Ramban and the other Rishonim about whether a get is subject to bittul from the husband or not. So there's clearly some major discussion here about the what a get is. Yes? You might say, for the Rambam Udime, the get is just a reification.
What?
Charlie, you Googling it?
Yeah.
Charlie just gave me this look like I'm from outer space.
You knew we were going to know
that. So I'm looking at Charlie, just like, what is that? What does it mean?
The action of singing or giving formal consent to a treaty contract.
Signing.
No, not that.
Correct.
Yeah. Reification. R-E-I. Reify. See, right. Reify.
Reification. Here we go. Yeah, the act of treating something abstract, such as an idea, relation, system, quality, etc., as if it were a concrete object.
Yeah. So giving concrete expression to something abstract. It's a reification of the Das Habal.
Is that persistification?
It's just a concrete. No. It's just a concrete expression, manifestation, instantiation of the das that's in his head put into the document. That's like to reify something. Yeah. So one second. So you might say that if the get is just a reification of the das habal, then the husband could withdraw that. Once he's mevatel his das legarish, the get itself is batel by extension. Everybody see that? Alternatively, you might think that the get is something distinct from the Das HaBaal HaGaresh, and Das HaBaal HaGaresh is just one of the things necessary to create the get, but the get itself is separate from the Das HaBaal HaGaresh. You need the husband's approval to write the get, but the get is something distinct from his Das HaGaresh. Can we see the difference for a second? Nafkamina is whether the husband could pull the plug on the get by rescinding his Das. Now, say one more thing. The Ramban himself has to figure out, if you can't be mevatel the get, what's going on in the Gemara here? What's the husband saying when he says, get shem nesati lech batel? So Ramban has a very nice suggestion. He says, Achikamar, yeah. As you got that?
Achikamar.
So he's trying to read a Gemara in Hanizak, and we don't talk about that Gemara for a second. But Achikamar, Kiva de la Amar la. Yeah.
When he says, right, when he's, the fact that he doesn't say, that's mashmah that he really doesn't actually want to be divorced.
The Ramban, basically, the Ramban just puzzled because there's a Gemara that implies that there's an aspect of bittul that would apply even when there's no shlichus. How does that work if you think the get cannot be nullified? So Ramban's answer is that you can nullify the nesina l'shem gerushin. Like the get has to be given with intent to divorce. The husband could remove the l'shem gerushin of the nesina. And that's enough to pull the plug on the divorce. Without disqualifying the get itself. That's a chiddush that Ramban has here.
How is that different than the Rambam? That seems like very similar.
Because the Nafmi is whether you could reuse the get. The Rambam thinks that if you're mevatel the get itself, that get is puzzle. It can never be used. Ain't no get. It can never be reused for a gerushin.
But conceptually, that last part of the Ramban versus the conceptual understanding of the Rambam, that's all the Rambam's going to say, it's all based on the das of the Baal.
The Rambam's saying that a get itself is a manifestation of his das. If he takes away his das from the get no longer works.
Isn't the Ramban here saying that the get is directly connected to the das of the Baal?
The Ramban?
Yeah.
The Ramban's saying that once the get is written, the get is kosher.
Yeah.
When the husband is mevatel, all he's doing is he's saying that a later nesina is not l'shem gerushin. Because he doesn't want to be mevatel anymore. He doesn't want to be divorced anymore. Okay. Is that, you have a hand on this?
Is that like actively as like a negative das, or are you just saying you don't das regard?
One more time.
Well, what he says at the end, it's
Shalo Yagari. She doesn't want a divorce.
Is that yet, or is that like actively like this is not for him? I don't know if there's
Shalo Temegrash Kosha. You don't know some Hashem Gerushin.
It sounds like that's like a new positive das, and not
his das is cannot get divorced. Yeah, it's a funny phrase.
Yeah,
I think it means like his das is, he's not giving a l'shem gerushin, he's giving it shalo yagam. I'm giving this to you like, so you don't get divorced with it.
Like, for some, like I'm giving it to you for some other reason? Or
yeah, he says it's like get chov. Right. Like, accept this as a debt type thing, right, which the Gemara talks about. Okay. Yeah, Moshe.
I just want to be clear, Ramban is talking about before the get is given to the wife or after?
Before the get is given to the wife.
So, okay, fine. So, also just all those Gemara, let's say the husband sends the get with the shliach, right? And then before the shliach reaches the wife.
For sure you can mevatel the shliach. That's not controversial. The chiddush is that the husband can even be mevatel his own nesina b'toras gerushin. Everybody agrees you can mevatel the shliach.
No, right now I'm saying that even though the husband's das is already en route, even though the husband's das is like being continually updated as every step that the shliach has taken, right? So therefore, his nullification of the shliach is also a retroactive nullification of his das.
Correct.
So you're thinking that
it's a deep question about whether we should think of those as two separate things or one thing. Is bittul shliach the same as the husband rescinding his das lagarish?
Right.
To my mind, it's not important to distinguish between them right now. Like, this is one thing called das gerushin, and the shlichus depends on it, and the sina b'toras gerushin depends on it, the kashrus I get depends on it, according to the Rambam and other Rishonim. Yeah. Good. Everybody with me? Bittul makes sense, given that you need a husband's das all the way through. Daniel?
Would you be, according to the verification, would you be able to reinstill das after you're left?
Interesting. The thought seems to be that once you pull the plug on this get, you passled it. And in order to get das back in, you need a new tziboy lesofer, a new tziboy laid in.
You just say, I want this now, get das in.
Could it be a trias amesim on the get?
Yeah, why not?
That's what you want to know.
I can just say that, and I would
provide a job that he had in mind. Yes, it's easier to pull the plug than to bring it back to life.
There's a reason for that.
We need to figure out the metaphysics of the death of Gittin. But that's the thought. The thought is once it gets dead, you can resurrect it. The Ramban says you can never kill it. Right? Everybody agrees that once the get is killed, it can't come back alive. If the husband's mevatel is das. Again, we saw cases, according to the Rav and the Magen Mishnah, of get yashan, where you could have a tchias tameisim on the get when it's a yichud that severs. Right? Nosnum of neidim mesira. So I think it's an interesting question whether there's another way to resurrect it. Here the Rambam thinks that it's batel forever. So it's worth trying to compare that case with this case. Good. Okay, I want to introduce now a related point to the bittul, major issue in Hilchos Gittin. This concept of being moser moda. Am I get to the discussion of modalis yet? No? Okay, so let's spend a minute then on Simin Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Nun Ches, where the Lishonos Bidol. So let's look. Sifnun tes. Hashleya get liishto bitlo kanim shegil yada reza batel v'megil yada eni achal avatlo. Filu toch kadei dibor. Toch kadei dibor is interesting. We'll talk about that a little later on. Sif samich. Romy, you want to read this for us? L'chatchila eno levatlo?
L'chatchila eno levatlo el bitnei shalich atmo o bitnei atan. So he has to do the bitna from the shalich atmo yourself. Babel yevet afilu batlo shalol bitnei ha vavutal.
So you do need, at a minimum, the Shulchan Aruch says, you do need two people to witness the bittul. Haga. So it's pretty interesting, right? So there's an Neimanus issue. It sounds like so long as there are no Eidim witnessing the bittul, we're not going to give credibility to the husband's claim that he nullified it. Now, maybe that's just to make sure that we always know. We have two Adim that he created a get. In order to rebut the presumption of the woman's status as being divorced, you need two witnesses to say that he passed it. Elim Kane. Sorry. Yesh Omrim.
So
the question, if you do a bittul, does it have to be in front of two people together, or could you do a zeshul of knezeh?
Right.
That's about witnessing the bittul. Aval. Distinguish between the mevatel, the shliach, and the mevatel, the get. Yeah, so you have to figure out why is there a difference between being mevatel the get versus being mevatel the shliach. Okay. You now skip. Two. Skip to the Shulchan Aruch for 1 second in the beginning of Simen Kuf Lamed Daled. Am I familiar with the idea of Moda? What's a Moda? Mas Moda?
Like 10 minutes?
Not a Hoda, but Moda. Oh. Literally, it just means a notification.
Like in advance of waiting at
me. Yeah. If somebody issues a moda in advance, saying that the get that I'm going to write, or any get that I'm going to write, is batel ab initio. So it's not a case here where you have a get that was mevuto al yedei the das abal. But in advance, can the husband do something to lock in place that no get should be given under his name, like a credit freeze. So can the husband do that? So you have this concept here of Moser Moda. Look here at the beginning of Simon Kuf Lamed Dalid in Eben Ezer. You'll see the makar for this actually comes out of that Mishnah in Erchin. Anybody prepare that Mishnah in Erchin?
What about like
Kofanoso?
Yeah.
You saw last night. Look here, for example, on Erchin, Chaf Aleph. You have a 12 and 13. I think the Moda part comes on 13. Everybody see this part that's highlighted? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara here introduces this concept of a Moda. Rami, you want to take us through that? I'm Rav Sheshes. Okay, so the Gemara here establishes someone's most Moda to get, that's valid.
So
if someone's Moser Moda and then you force them to give a get, that doesn't undo the Moda. So a Rosa Ani, subsequent to somebody saying, I want you to know that I don't have das to divorce, is no good. So what do you have to do? So Achayomar Adam Vatale La Modai. Meaning the only way to get around the Moda is yes, Mivatala Moda. Okay, so let's look at the Shulchan Aruch and Kufmim Dalid where he cites this. He paskins this. You should know practically. Well, if, has anybody here ever gone to Kaflam Dalit? Anybody ever gone to get?
Gone to get?
Yeah, you went? Hey, Rabbi Jack there? Did he do Bidal Modas? Well, I was good at paying attention.
It's pretty emotional.
Yeah.
I think it was very.
Was it emotional, that one? Yeah. So in Kuf Lamed Dalid, this is kind of what happens at the first thing in a get after you get the tzivui of the baal, even before the tzivui of the baal, you ask the husband, was he Moser Moda? I remember years ago when I just started going to cases at the Bezin of America, there's this guy who still hasn't given his wife a get after many years, and he had a hearing with the dayanim, and he's like, you should know, I'm never going to give my wife a get. He's like, Harini Moiser Moda Bifnechem, that any get that I write is Batel, Mabutel, and Pasel.
Wow. Can you do that? Is that enough?
Can you do that? That's exactly what Moser Moda is.
Is that enough? Meaning, always do say it like that.
And you can
yeah.
Nobody got
it. The way he said it is like, okay, so you'll put me in Chirim, I'll just go down in a different shtibel.
Yeah, Chirim doesn't really do much now.
I'll go from shtibel to shtibel. There's enough shtibels in Brooklyn.
And it's still.
Yeah.
That's why you have to beat them up.
But for that reason, even if you were to consent later to giving a get, we just saw in the Gemara Nerchin that that's not considered Ratzon, because it's overshadowed by the Moda. The only way to get around that is to make sure you explicitly Mavata Moda. So when any get is given, the first thing you do is you do a lengthy Bittel Modos. That's the first thing you do. So let's see the Shulchan Aruch. You see this basic procedure for any gittin to do bittul modos. Rami, sif aleph, tzarech sheivatel. No. So there's your answer. As anybody, anytime somebody says b'fnei edim, du sheget shani asid lichto that it's batel and it's onus, that's mevatel a subsequent get. Okay. Fine. Zeh shlo b'fnei zeh. Even if you don't know what the duress is, so you see a big chiddush here that in addition to requiring the affirmative tzivoy aval, in addition to the fact that the husband could rescind the get by being mevatel it, the husband could also do something l'chatchila to put in place an anti-das lock.
Even against Kriya.
What?
Even against Kriya.
Even against Kriya. Correct. Because meaning it basically means that a subsequent Sivui, a subsequent Rotsani is meaningless. Because he has two Adim hearing him testify that it's under his Shlubert Zono. Even if the husband himself afterwards gave the get. Lo aminan. I mean, the only way you could get out of this is if he's mevat al moda. So therefore, lachin sitbeis tzarif.
Lachin tzarif ilan lekodem ktivat al get kol moda shematzar v'yim arkin v'yim mevat al kol moda shematzar shel getzer. Lachin mevat al kodav shel gorin shi tzayim ol tzayim hadvarim tzitzum al getzer. It's mevat al anything in my day of moda forever says it get. Lachin amin yei al at misho matzar ki davar al get shei vutal al get matzar v'yim vutal. All eight or eight of you, Shamataki or Shamati, Shumdaver, Kibutanapato, get there, Oshe, Yura, short year of Poko, so get them, Ahmad, Otamada, or all those people.
So you also make him passel any aid in, well, yeah, because you're basically saying that I don't believe, like, I am not giving credibility to any aid in that will testify that I, like, he's testified, like, Moda, that he never was Moshe Moda, right? So it's very, very strong language here to undo any moda that would have been in place prior to the Nesina Sega. The Yesh Omen, the Rama has a lighter formulation.
Hey,
you know why I have to do moda to moda? Because you could always say, I'm also moda. That if I if I'm mevata the moda, I was onus to undo the. So that's why you have to undo the modos and the modai de moda, right? Ad sof kol modos. It's a little comical if you go to a get in the sinus. I get it's almost comical the extent like the bit of modos is like half of the process. So I can bring in a form of like the kind of what's said. You'll just see like bit of well. Well, you just say, I mean, usually you don't know, but that's it to mevata them explicitly.
How do you know how far to go?
That's why you just say, ad sof kol moda.
Just figure one.
Well, yeah, you say, I'm mevata any moda, and any edim on the moda, and any moda on the moda, and you use that phrase, ad sof kol moda. Okay. The next thing I want to, so moda is a huge piece of this idea of being mevata the get. Okay. Now, what I want us to transition to for next year is to start thinking about how coercing somebody to consent fits into this picture of Das Abal. And B, what would count as duress? Like what would count as a get given not by someone's free will? So, for example, there's a major debate that comes up in the next Siman and Seifim here in Siman Kuf Lamed Daled, Sif Daled. The husband swears that he's going to give a get. There's a major din whether that's self-imposed anus. Because now he's going to be, he's kind of bound himself to give a get, so maybe it's not by his own free will. Major debate in the post-Kim Shulchan Aruch. What?
It goes back to almost case four. Where it's not like wrong for him to not give a get because he said he did give a get. It's not going against the halacha, so that could be considered anus.
Well, remember, anus is only where that halacha the Rambam is only where he's required to give a get. And a lot of these, let's assume a case where he's not required to give a get, but now he takes a shvua to give a get. Is that a self-imposed anus? Do you see that issue?
Yeah.
I want to think about that. This is like early prenups. Would say if we get separated, I promise I'll give a get. So a lot of poskim thought maybe it's a violation of this in nishba sif dalet. Similarly, ones al yedei acher, you beat up the guy's parents until he gives a get. Is that ones? So that's a major question because not ones on him, but it's ones on a relative. Like you're putting pressure on a relative for him to consent. Is that considered ones or not? So I want us to think about those cases. Ones of knossos, a guy agrees to pay a fine if he doesn't give a get. Is that considered ones? That's one issue I want us to think about in terms of das. And then separately, the discussion in the Rambam about in cases where he's mechuyev to give a get, why the whole consideration of ones wouldn't be relevant. I guess that's the agenda for next year. Should we assume Thursday so you have time to prepare it? Or
yeah,
maybe. Yeah. Okay, great. Shkaif, everybody. Covered a lot of good ground in this year.